From my experience, when Christmas is over, what's next? The week between Christmas and New Year seems to be a wasted week, at least from my experience. It's a week for partying. It's a week when children are looking for something to do because there is no school. It's a week when people take vacations. And it's also a week when Christmas is over and we're waiting for what's next. Well, Christmas is over when, for some families, when the last Christmas present is open. Christmas is over for some families when all of the wrapping is stuffed in a trash bag and taken out to the trash can. For others, Christmas is open when the Christmas tree is taken down. And for other families, Christmas is over when all of the Christmas items are boxed up and placed in storage. So have you noticed that Christmas is over when you go to a retail store the day after Christmas? All of the markdowns, because Christmas is over, and now we're waiting for the next holiday. I'm not just talking about New Year's, I'm talking about Valentine's Day, because that's what's next. Okay, so all the retail establishments are gearing up for what's the next holiday. So the mood seems to change in December before Christmas is that we're out to do goodwill, to be nice to people. And after Christmas, it's one-on-one. It's all about how do I survive in a world that does not show love for humanity. It seems like Christmas presents are forgotten. Life goes on, and there's only a tint and a touch of Christmas left in our memories. So what... Well, is that really what Christmas is? It's just a one-day event? How do we move on? Well, Christmas is about the greatest Christmas present that humanity has ever received. God's one and only Son taking on flesh, fulfilling our destiny to be with God for eternity. We cannot do it by ourselves because we are sin infested. We cannot stop sinning. And God is holy and just and must punish sin. But God has sent His Son, His present to humanity, to fulfill the law which we cannot fulfill, to die the death that we deserve, so that by His life we might have life. We have life beyond the grave, and that's God's one and only gift to us. So, Bethlehem, 8 days after Jesus is born, He is circumcised. 40 days after He is born, He's taken to the temple in Jerusalem to be dedicated to His Father for ministry. So Christmas continues with the dedication of Jesus to the Lord. So I invite you to read this Bible verse with me. We read together, when the time came for the purification rites required by the law of Moses, Joseph and Mary took Him to Jerusalem to present Him to the Lord. See, Christmas doesn't end when we take down the Christmas tree or take the trash out or store all of the Christmas items. Christmas continues because Christmas is about Easter just as well. Jesus is one human who is born taking on human flesh, dies on the cross, rises from the grave. We are people of hope. We are people of passion. We are people filled with joy because God is at peace with us. Because God so loved the world, we love one another. Because Christmas continues to live in our veins and pulse in our hearts each and every day because of God's great love for each and every one of us. So this morning, I would like to challenge you to a new mindset of what's next. Too many times, we as the church box up Christmas. Next week, after church, we're going to box all these things up. And they're boxed up until next December. You see, we have this mindset even at church to put and compartmentalize Jesus. Christmas is just about Jesus' birth. Well, Christmas lives forever because Christ died and rose again. God taking on flesh. We are Christmas Easter people. We are people of passion, people of hope, filled with the grace that God has given to each and every one of us. Jesus is presented at the temple to his Father. He has a mission. He has a purpose. It's to save God's people, to save humanity. And by God's grace, we are saved. That's the good news. We should be praising God this morning because of our relationship to our Heavenly Father through the Son, Jesus the Christ. In him we live, in him we breathe, in him we love. What's next is not waiting for the new year. What's next is not waiting for the next party. What's next is not waiting to go back to work. But what's next is a lifetime relationship with Jesus, praising him for all the blessings that he has given to each and every one of us. So Christmas is about praising God for his gift. So would you read this verse with me too? We read together. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. Simeon took him in his arms and praised God. Christmas is not a one-day event. It's a year-round celebration of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Jesus wasn't just born and then left earth. No, he grew up. He grew up into a man. He grew up into a Savior. He grew up so that he would die on the cross for you and for me. And Simeon was waiting patiently for God to show him the Messiah, the salvation of Israel, the salvation of the Gentiles, the salvation of the world. And it was the power of the Holy Spirit that showed him that this is the one. So Simeon took him in his arm and praised God, praised his Father for allowing him to see the salvation of Israel. And Simeon said, Lord, now let your servant depart in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation, the salvation of the Gentiles and the salvation of your people, Israel. We too proclaim the same message. Christmas is just not a December event. Christmas is a daily event. We have a Messiah, not who only lived and died, but also rose again. So, for example, you and I each have birthdays, do we not? They're different days, but we celebrate them once a year. So, how about you? Did you live between the other birthdays, you know, like 364 days a year? Do you have life between your birthday you celebrate, then you wait for the whole next birthday to celebrate? What do you do for that whole year? You have a life, right? Well, guess what? Jesus had a life too. So if we're talking about his birthday, we're talking about the 40th day that he is dedicated to his Heavenly Father for a mission, for a ministry, for a purpose, is to celebrate what Jesus has come to do for each and every one of us. So how do you praise God? Is Christmas a thing that's in your distant memory, even though it's only 4 days ago? It's like, okay, it's over. What's next? How have you been blessed? Do you count your blessings? I mean, standing, sitting, walking, being outside, these are all blessings, and many times we just take them for granted. When you turn on the shower in the morning, what do you expect, cold water or hot water? And when you don't have hot water, you grumble. I do, I know that. So when we expect things, we ought to expect things of ourselves just as well, because God calls us to praise him for all the blessings that we have. So this day, we praise the Lord for his great gift at Christmas that lives in us each and every day. So we have a destiny. The destiny of mankind is found in one person, and that one person is Jesus Christ. And we read this together. This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed. Our destiny is wrapped up in the present of Christmas, God sending his one and only Son. Jesus is our destiny. It cost Jesus his life so that you and I might have life beyond death. Jesus' destiny was to come to earth, to become a human, to be born under the law, to fulfill the law, and by his death, to pay the price for the sins of the entire world, your sins and my sins. And if you don't think that's a big deal, then think about spending eternity in hell without Jesus. You see, God so loved the world that he sends Jesus into our world, into our hearts, into our lives, so that we can be children of God. We have been baptized. We have been raised to a new life, a new spiritual life. And our rising is our part of our destiny to share the good and great news of Jesus Christ. Christmas is not a one-day event. It's about Jesus living in our hearts, living in our lives daily. So what is your destiny? You see, you are different than anyone on the entire planet. I am as well, because we are unique people. We all have unique fingerprints. We are all very uniquely designed for a purpose and a mission. God has called each and every one of us through our baptism to share the great Christmas story. But the Christmas story doesn't end with Jesus' birth. He grows into a man. He dies on the cross. He rises again. So what makes you special, what makes me special, is God has redeemed us. God has bought us back from our sin through the blood of his one and only Son, Jesus Christ. So what is your purpose? Why are you here? When I meet new people, I'm just like you. I will ask, well, where are you from? Where'd you grow up? How did you come to Texas if you're not a native Texan? What do you do for a living? Tell me about your family. I mean, we all have these kinds of stories because we're no longer babies. We have grown up into people. And then my favorite part is to ask them, well, what's your story? Tell me about yourself. Tell me about your relationship with Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. You see, a story has all these concepts. It's the moments of weakness and pain, happiness and fear, hope and deliverance. It's a time of meaning and clarity and significance. These are all emotions that we all share together, because we all have stories. But our story doesn't end with a story, because it becomes a testimony when we are tested, when we go through trials, when we go through tribulations. And our testimony is about our relationship with the one who died and rose again, God's great present to humanity. A testimony is how you have endured through the trials and tribulation of life. How God has walked with you through those trials, those dark times, and has brought you into his marvelous light. A story can only become a testimony when God brings you to the other side. So in Acts 17:26 it reads, God determined the time set for them, that would be the people in St. Paul's time, and the exact places where they should live. So God determined the times that we would live and the exact places where we live. And in Acts 13:36 it says, "For when David had served God's purpose in his own generation, he fell asleep and was buried." So we're like David, serving God in our own generation for God's purpose. So you might ask, well, what is my purpose? Well, my purpose is none other than to tell others about Jesus, going and making disciples, sharing God's love. You see, Christmas is not just a day when everybody is nice and warm and fuzzy. Christmas lives in our lives each and every day, where we take out the wonderful message of God's love to our neighbors, to our coworkers, to our friends, and to our family, because we are different. We have been changed. So if you don't think you're different, let's have a conversation. I want to get to know your story, and I'd like to share my story as well. What's next, living for Jesus? And all God's children say, amen.